That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Good morning, millennials.
Welcome back to the toast. Happy Friday. I think I like this little life.
Claudia cannot stop singing that.
Do you know what that is?
It's a sound.
Yeah, it's like the sound people are using on social media to like put videos to like little clips together of like how amazing their life is. But like the community on TikTok, like they've turned it on its head, and now if you use it, like it's so cringy. Like everybody's making fun of it. I think I like this little life.
So are this you, you're now on the, for lack of a better word, it's an offensive word, but like the bandwagon of TikTokers making fun of the sound?
I'm on the bandwagon of like whatever's cool at the moment. Like I have no scruples. I have absolutely no principles. I have no spine. Like whatever everyone says, I agree.
I agree too. But you know what is cool at the moment?
Let me think. Us?
Yeah. The toast.
Jackie, at the moment.
The toast is busing.
At all moments.
It's true. It's true. But in this moment in particular, because we're back, yesterday was the first show of the year. Everyone was so excited.
Jackie.
And then yesterday afternoon, I was just sitting around minding my business. And you know what it came to me? As I was minding my own business.
Oh, our seventh season theme song?
Seventh heaven. When I see those happy faces smiling back at me, seventh heaven.
You remember? By the way, I've literally never heard this song in my life.
You would? And I was surprised no one commented it. And I didn't even have to Google it. It just came to me. Like,
Are you sure you're not making it up?
I'm pretty sure. Maybe should have Googled like the whole lyrics.
Because honestly, I don't know a lot, but I do know that this sounds like a made up song. Seventh heaven. Like it sounds fake.
Because the show is fake.
That is true. It's not a real family.
It was, no, of course it was a drama. But like the show itself, like was Seventh Heaven in a simulation?
Sound no, Jackie, the comments. I'm so glad you brought this up. Seventh Heaven wasn't real.
I feel like it was a mirage and maybe something that like we invented in our childhood.
I did want to circle back to something you brought up, which was yesterday's episode.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And I want you to ask me how many times I watched yesterday's episode.
How many times did you watch yesterday's episode?
Twice. Like, I never even watch it once. It was so good. I was cackling. I told all my friends, I'm like, you guys, you have to listen to this podcast. It's so good. Like, we were really on one yesterday. We were just being hysterical. We had all this, like, pent-up energy and, like, communication.
Yeah.
It was so good.
Was there anything in particular that made you chuckle? That maybe, you know what always happens
to me? I loved our Gypsy Rose.
Oh, there's so many conversations that like we have them and we laugh, but then if I ever watch the episode back, there are like nuggets that I like kind of missed while I was sitting here. And I'm like, hey, so that was funny.
I told my friend Abe, I'm like, you have to watch The Toast. He's like, I always do. I'm like, yeah, but like you really have to listen. So he called me after he watched and he goes, and he like brought something up that like I didn't even notice. He was like, the name on everybody's lips this holiday season is Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And I was like, yeah, the name on everybody's lips this holiday season is Gypsy Rose Blanchard. You have a problem with
hysterical that? Hysterical stuff, but just like past.
Hysterical stuff.
Just didn't even get a mention.
Didn't even get a mention. Like we're genuinely like too funny for our own good.
There's just like too many funny moments we can't even process.
I think I like this little life, you know?
Yeah. You should make a video. I think I like this little life.
I think I like this. Honestly, can somebody clip this audio and like, let's replace it with the, I think I like this little life.
And then it'd be like a montage. And then it should be a montage of like you and I chuckling.
For sure. But like you just cut onto
I ruined the audio. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Ready?
I'm going to enjoy my shake.
I think I like this little life. This little life. Now you're shaking your shake on my audio.
Oh, gosh. Okay, go again.
It's fine. It's fine. Honestly, the shake is like so us. We're always doing something.
So us.
Wait, I had something else I wanted to say.
I'm sure you have a lot of things to say.
It's Friday. That's huge.
Major news. Major key to success.
Oh, I remember. I wanted to wish a very happy birthday to kind of like an OG breather, number one toaster, friend of the family, Margot Faye Lewin. She's an OG, kind of a staple. If you listen, you know, we're always talking about different Margos in our lives. She's one of them. Today's her birthday. Happy birthday. Love you dearly.
Happy birthday, Margot. I was texting her this morning. She and I have been friends for 24 years.
Wow, that'll make you feel old.
Right? That's insane.
That'll make you feel old.
We met when she was 8 and I was 7.
You're so young.
Well, yeah, it's just because otherwise it doesn't make sense with like the 24, but she's turning 24 plus 8. And
wow, not you putting her on blast.
And we've been friends 24 years, which she's my oldest, longest friend.
That is so nice. Who's my oldest friend? Like,
probably someone from middle school. Oh, me, probably you. Of course. I mean, Olivia is my oldest, longest friend.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You're my old, and I guess I'm Margot's. But who's Margot's?
All three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, snitch.
Hey, Satchel Cratchel.
You know, every day we'll give you a shout out in hopes that you listen.
Yeah.
This podcast is really us just trying to get our younger sister's attention. Like to try and make it on her TikTok algorithm. To try and like get someone to text her, hey, did you listen to the toast?
In an attempt to get our sister to like think we're cool, we coincidentally like created this, you know, $1 billion media company.
Yeah, like
this empire.
The voice of a generation. We're just hoping it reaches her.
Oh my God. Speaking of empire, I have 3 more episodes left in Gossip Girl. I know what happens in the final episode, and I know that they reveal who Gossip Girl is, but Ben doesn't know. So I'm going to be recording because I really want to get his opinion on it, because like a season ago, they like gave you like a little teaser where they pretended like Georgina was Gossip Girl, which actually was like a good call. It should have just been
Georgina. It should have been someone like Georgina, like an outsider with
a computer
and a computer and a voice.
It made total sense. But so that's probably what I'll do this weekend, finish Gossip Girl. And then my next journey with Ben is the OC.
I'm very excited for that.
And I need to look up what episode it happens in, but like I don't want to spoil it, but like the big thing that happens in the OC, you know?
Yeah.
Where they play Imogen Heap.
Yeah.
I'll record Ben's reaction to that too.
Wow.
Yeah. He's never seen it. Isn't that crazy?
That is crazy. I'm excited for him to find out who Gossip Girl is.
I know. I don't think he really cares. Like, as should much I as just we cared like, back
what
in
if
the
I
day.
Just texted him right now and said, blank is Gossip Girl? That would be insane.
So I actually, you just reminded me, I think, I think I told Ben who Gossip Girl was like as a joke. And he was like, no way. I'm like, no, I'm kidding. But like, it was. I think I did that. Either like I thought about doing it or I actually did it. I can never remember if things are real or they're just my thoughts, you know?
Just like Seventh Heaven.
Exactly.
Classic turdy.
Who did you most relate to in Seventh Heaven? Because like I really obviously like wanted to be a Jessica Biel, but like we all knew I was a Beverly Mitchell, you know?
Yeah.
I'll tell you one thing. I wasn't the dad.
No. You were not the dad. You are not the father.
You are not. The father.
Yeah. I didn't see myself reflected in the show.
Well, that makes sense because it was like a house full of Christians and we're like Jewish and I couldn't relate to the show on any singular level.
But there are a lot of similarities in Judeo-Christian values.
I guess that's true. Like family values, traditional energy. Yeah, no, that's so fair.
Yeah.
But they were just like these like, you know, blonde, blue-eyed, like playing basketball in the yard. Like that wasn't going to be us ever.
No, certainly not the basketball.
No. Certainly not going to church.
I guess it's Beverly Mitchell.
Yeah.
And because you and I are both middle children girls. Like obviously I didn't relate to any of the boys. Jessica Biel is like the oldest. And then there was the young girl, which we're neither of those. So we are both Beverly Mitchell. I think we're all Beverly Mitchell.
We are. But Jessica Biel was also just like you know, older, but she really was also like fully developed, for lack of a better word. And like, she had really come into herself and she was like beautiful and young. Like, no, I was not going to be relating to that character.
Because we were like seven.
Haggard.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were just.
What channel was that?
We were little girls. Was it ABC Family or WB 11? Those were the only two we watched.
It was giving ABC Family. That's a great call.
Yeah.
RIP ABC Family.
RIP.
That was a mistake.
I don't know. Freeform does good stuff.
The bold type.
The type of bold. Wait.
I want you to sit on something, because before 2024, at the end of last year, you and I discussed potentially creating a new segment on the show.
Okay.
And that segment would be on Fridays, which is today.
Dear Farmer?
And that's, no. And that segment would be Weenie of the Week.
Okay.
Where we give the title to either someone we know in our lives, someone in pop culture who did something particularly weenie-esque this week.
Okay.
Now, we've only had two episodes this week, so there's not a lot to discuss, but I think we should try it. If it doesn't work, we'll cancel it. Like, Unburden Yourselves was a segment that just didn't work. It's okay to admit fault, to admit defeat. I think this has potential. So I want to put it in your brain now. Okay. And at the end of the Fast Five Stories, we will do our inaugural, very first Weenie of the Week segment, and we'll have the toasters vote in the comments for who they thought was the bigger weenie, mine or yours.
Okay, but like, what if we didn't talk about them on the toast just for one reason or another?
It could be kind of how like Ben and Josh on Good Guys do, like, what are you nuts? It's not something that happened on the show, like something that happened to you in real life, like this freak at the doctor's office, you know, like it could be anything.
Okay, cool. One name comes to mind early on, but we should.
Is it me?
No, but it's similar to your name.
Claudia? Gloria?
Claudine Gay.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good too. Yeah, it's kind of like Jackhole, you know, like Andy's.
No, I know what Weenie of the Week is. I grew up on it.
Okay.
Right, you after know, 7
I'm, but
Heaven,
I'm talking about, we would I'm talking about like the segment. Week. I'm talking about like the segment.
Yeah, no, I got it.
Okay. That's so I'm excited about that. So just like, I don't have my selection yet, but hopefully it'll come to me throughout the stories. Like I'd like to do someone in popular culture this week, not someone in my personal life. Nobody offended me in my personal life this week.
No, I would not put someone in my personal life on blast. Like, unless it were
Oh,
you.
Like if Ben did something really lame, I would give him Weenie of the Week. Like,
no, there are enough villainous bad faith actors out there.
Not the bad faith actors.
What about bad faith actor of the week?
By the way, obsessed. Jackie, you guys, if you only knew how frequently in our personal lives, Jackie and I use the term bad faith actors. It is so funny and it is so stupid. And it is like the worst phrase ever when you use it in a serious way. Like, right. People who like write scholarly literature, like using the phrase bad faith actors, like in a serious way. We're using it ironically. It's so funny because you're a bad faith actor.
You're
Jackie.
Acting in bad faith.
Well, that is what bad faith actors do.
So let me know if you also want to add BFA of the W.
That's like kind of better.
No, nothing.
Like Weenie of the Week, like harks back to our childhood and it really just rolls off the tongue. BFAOW, like really doesn't roll off the tongue.
Vote in the comments.
No. Or give us like a, we have to rephrase it. Bad faith actor of the week. Like it's not right. Like bad faith actor Friday or something, you know?
Bad faith actor Friday.
It's still not great.
No, it's not great. We can workshop it. I think Weenie of the Week, it really resonated with people when we shared it. And like, I think that's what it is. But alternate title, like maybe in other countries where Weenie doesn't translate, it could be Bad Faith Actor of the Week.
Okay. I like that for our global audience. Love that.
Love.
Love, love, love. Hearts. Oh, by the way, somebody called out something so interesting about yesterday's episode. Like, we were off for a month. We came back. We talked about everything under the sun. And we literally didn't even mention Taylor and Travis. They were quiet this month.
No, they weren't. They were, like, having their holiday. They had their New Year's kiss. It's like, either we talk about them the whole episode. We're all or nothing about them. Like,
it's so true.
And it's like, we couldn't come back and talk all about Taylor and Travis. Especially when there was, like, some other big news. Like, Natalia Grace's real age. And like
Gypsy Rose is a free woman.
Right. Like, there was major things to talk about. And so, major. I don't know. In deciding not to add it to the stories, it's like, we don't talk about it at all. And if it is in the stories, we talk about it for 30 minutes. So, yeah, that happened.
It's really all or nothing when it comes to Tavis.
Another cringy line. So, that happened.
Oh, I love that. That's like you and Dana love to do this thing where you like will kind of round up like the cringiest, most popular captions that people do.
The cringiest like social media tropes.
Okay, so that's one of them.
Yeah.
So I did a thing.
I did a thing. Yeah.
That's what bad. Are the others?
Well, Dana's big pet peeve is when people personify places. So like New York City.
Barcelona has my heart.
New York City, you look good this morning.
Oh, hate.
Yeah, that's hate. Really. And also, she also hates when people are on vacation and they write like never leaving. It's like, girl, you have your return flight booked. You are leaving.
That okay. Like that one, if you're like a stickler for facts, like I understand. That one doesn't bother me as much. But like New York, you look good today. Like seriously, death. Jail.
But like the thing is, you are leaving. Unless you're not leaving, then you're never leaving. Say it.
You know, it would be better to be like, I never want to leave. Yeah. Like me neither. You know, I get it.
Yeah.
No, like, I feel that. You're that's literally
fair. Returning tomorrow night.
No, you had a plan to return before you even arrived.
Before you even wrote that caption.
Right.
So those are some of Dana's pet peeves that I've taken on, and now I can't unsee them.
Yeah.
Shout out Dana. Love that.
Shout out Dana. Should we dive in? The stories today I did choose since Jax was, you know, busy this morning being a mother of two. And I should say, I really don't like knowing what the stories are. Like, I love being
on the edge of your seat.
And people always ask, like, do you really not know what Jax is going to say? I really don't. And, like, I know what's coming today, and it's, like, not as fun. The suspense has been, you know, ruined.
Yeah, it was a turdy's choice. Was a turdy's choice. It's a turdy's
choice. Oh, I'm so glad you brought that up. Because I was thinking a lot this morning.
How frightening.
And I was feeling sick. And I was feeling tired.
Sick and tired?
Yeah, because I stumbled across a video on TikTok of Leighton Meester singing Summer Girls from Country Strong. Amazon posted it, I guess to promote that like Country Strong is on Prime Video. So is my new comedy special, Lean In. And the comments were just like, oh my God, Leighton Meester was in a movie? What is this? Like, it was so disappointing. And honestly, like, I was really let down nobody knowing this film, not only not knowing it, never seeing it. Like, I feel really exhausted, like, putting this task. It's been on our backs for years, and it's like, no one will help. Why do people not care about this movie? Like, it's insane.
It is insane, but that's why we have to do the work, and you guys need to educate yourselves.
You do, and, like, when I see people, like, standing A Star Is Born with Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper, which don't get me wrong, like was a good movie, and they don't even know like that there was a movie before that
that did it better,
like similar premise, countryified. Like, it just really makes me sick, and it makes me annoyed. Like the casting, Garrett Hedlund, Gwyneth Paltrow, Tim McGraw, Leighton Meester, the soundtrack, Tommy is everything, like Gwyneth Paltrow, like I'm just, like, I'm tired, and I'm done.
Yeah, that's why you should stay off of TikTok. There's really disgusting things happening there, and this is it's just one of them.
This is what people are always talking about when they say, like, TikTok is bad.
Yeah, TikTok is poisoning the youth, except I'm glad that Prime Video is stepping up to the plate, joining our task force. I actually think
it was Amazon Freevee, like, their turnt new platform.
No, Freevee, like, is whittling its way in. Jury duty? Yeah, and they're, like, Freevee.
I don't love the name.
But it lets you know that it's free.
It's free videos.
Yeah.
No, I get it.
No, I like what they're doing.
You'd rather see them up there shaking that thing?
I would. And I do sometimes. And I can watch Country Strong there. Good to know.
Because I'm Country Strong. Hard to break. Oh, like the grass, like original music, like, you know, you're tasteless, you're classless if you don't watch that movie.
Yeah. I had one more question to pose to the comments because I've been seeing Saltburn everywhere. Like,
oh, I'm so glad you brought this
all
up.
All I see is Saltburn, and I have the privilege of having absolutely no idea what it's about. Is Jeremy Allen White in it, I think?
No.
Okay. I don't know Jacob who's Elordi. In it. Okay, Jacob Elordi. Now, you guys know me. And you know what I like.
No, 1,000%. You should not watch this movie.
Should I watch this movie? Sound off in the comments without telling me anything about it, because I want to go in blind if I do watch it.
So I don't know anything about it either. I know it's the second half of the movie.
I don't even want to know a word to describe it. I don't even want to know.
Well, then you're not going to be able to make a decision.
No, I don't want to make a decision. I want someone to tell me. You guys know me. No, should I watch the movie?
Jackie absolutely should not watch this movie.
Okay.
Like, absolutely not.
Okay. I guess I'm not watching.
No, you're definitely not. And if you would let me finish a sentence, you would know why, and you would immediately not watch it.
Okay, tell me.
It's like extremely disturbing, graphic, like sexually. Like, you would not.
Why is everyone not for being you. Like, oh my gosh, Saltburn, hee hee, best movie.
They're not saying hee hee, best movie. They're saying, oh my God, Saltburn, what the fuck did I just watch?
No, but like, it's also, but it's like, not in the don't watch this sort of way.
No, because, you know, it's like the curiosity of the mind. Like, oh, it's disturbing. What could possibly be so bad? We've all seen Game of Thrones. Like, no, it's like crazy.
You know what it is?
So I know that there's like two scenes.
I don't want to know what it is. Do you know what it is? It's a yes or no question.
No. No, I know one.
Do you know what it is? Yes or no?
Half. Yes and no. I know oh, one thing TikTok. That happens. Yeah. It's like something in the graveyard. I don't know.
Aye.
Yeah. Like, it's not for you.
Okay. Glad I asked the question.
Like, because you're a business owner, you're a mom of two. Like, I know your time is precious. I wouldn't recommend you watch it.
Because I was just like, I was saying to Zach, I was like, have you heard about Saltburn? He was like, no, what's that? I'm like, I don't really know either. Maybe we should just like watch it like blind this weekend.
Oh my God. No, Jackie. Like, you definitely shouldn't. I was thinking about watching it with Ben because like, I keep finding like weird things to watch and making Ben watch it with me. And I actually wanted to do it just so I could seriously record him.
That's your favorite thing.
Yeah, I live in a content house. I'm literally the hype house.
You do live in a content house between you and Ben and your kitchen.
Yeah, like with our new apartment, like there's so much natural light. It just kind of like is begging for content to be made. And I literally wake up and just like make content. And I feel like I'm literally Charlie D'Amelio.
You are. And
Ben is Little Huddy. Oh my, I almost said Brian. Freudian slip.
That makes me Dixie.
You are Dixie.
Totally. Wiser older sister.
Sure.
Paving her own way.
Totally.
That's Dixie.
Shall we?
We shall. Without further ado, here are the stories that Turdy decided that you need to know this morning.
And I'm so excited because we have a new sponsor that Jackie's been talking about forever before they were a sponsor, Armra. So you guys know that we are always on the lookout for ways to strengthen immunity, improve fitness, metabolism, elevate our skin. Well, we recently discovered an incredible product, Armra. So I saw it all over social media. Like, all the cool girls are, all the aesthetic girls, all the healthy girls are doing Armra. Colostrum is the first nutrition that we receive in life, and it contains all the essential nutrients that we need in order to thrive. And Armra is a proprietary concentrate of bovine colostrum that harnesses over 400 functional nutrients to strengthen your immune barriers, fuel cellular health for a host of research-backed benefits. Armra colostrum strengthens immunity and ignites metabolism. It fortifies gut health, it activates hair growth and skin radiance, and it powers fitness performance and recovery. So the name on everybody's lips is actually Armra. I know everybody keeps like a packet of it in their purse. And so I was influenced, like, before they became a sponsor, like, I just literally, I think, bought it off of social media because everyone was talking about it. And it's really fabulous. I love having like something in my daily routine that I can do every single day. Just makes me feel really productive. And the results are fabulous, especially now that I'm in my fitness era. Like, I feel a noticeable difference.
The results are fabulous. You want to know how I know the results are fabulous? Is because I forgot to bring it with me on the trip. And the way I am falling apart, my hands are cracking, my nails. I was like bragging that I was able to sustain like really long nails. Every single one of them I had to cut off because like they started getting so dry again. It's just so great. Like, the overall benefits are inexplicable yet so noticeable. Like, my hair was feeling so healthy. And what I love about Armra also is you can like do one scoop, two scoop, or three scoops. It's like a bioactive ingredient. So you kind of can like beef it up if you feel like you're on the low, which is where I am right now. So typically I would do one scoop a day, but now I'm doing like two or three to kind of make up for the deficit.
We've worked out a great offer for the toasters. You can receive 15% off your first order when you go to tryarmra.com/toast or just enter code toast to get 15% off your first order. That's tryarmra.com/toast. Today's episode is also brought to you by Poppy. It's no secret that soda has become a dirty word. They're too sugary. They're too syrupy. We don't blame you for wanting to leave it in the past, but that era of soda is officially over. I know a lot of people's resolutions are always like, quit soda, or for me, it's never quit soda. I don't think that's realistic, but I definitely like want to cut back. And especially with my fitness and health journey, I'm doing way less soda. And Poppy's really, really helpful if you want to supplement like that delicious treat at the end of the day. Poppy is a better-for-you soda made with clean ingredients, 5 grams of sugar or less, and prebiotics. Yes, there are literally prebiotics in each can. Diet Coke could never. You can feel good about what's in your can with Poppy's classic flavors like cola, Doc Pop, root beer, and you can say goodbye to empty calories, artificial ingredients, and high fructose corn syrup. The flavors are bussin', I'm not gonna lie. Like, they really get as close to cola root beer flavors as they can. Like, they're really, really good, and it's a great supplement if you're trying to cut back on soda or cut out soda completely. Their Doc Pop flavor tastes just like Dr. Pepper, and of course their cola tastes a lot like Coke. They have fresh fruit flavors like strawberry lemon, cherry limeade, orange, and grape. They're bursting with flavors. And you could shop Poppy on Amazon for 15% off with code TOAST15OFF in retailers nationwide. You can also shop, but if you want to use that code TOAST15OFF, go to Poppy on Amazon and get 15% off. If you're a Diet Coke girly and like one of your resolutions is to cut back this year, I feel you, I see you, like one thing at a time, try the cola flavor. It really, it is helpful, and it's just so much better for you. Like, you'll feel less lethargic and less, honestly for me, like gassy throughout the day. So thanks, Poppy.
Thanks, Poppy. Are you ready for our first story?
Yeah.
We're diving in after having our blinders on because the Golden Bachelor had his golden wedding last night. Golden Bachelor Gary Turner married, spoiler alert, we're just going to rip it off, Teresa Nist, last night at La Quinta Resort and Club. It was a live televised wedding filled
with... Yeah, so I only just recently put that together. Like, I knew that the wedding was airing yesterday, and I didn't realize, like, the wedding was also happening yesterday.
It's kind of a crazy thing. I didn't know any of this was happening except for following Raven Gates, and I was watching her stories yesterday, and she said, I'm going to LA for a wedding. I was like, how lovely. Then later in the day, she was like, it's being filmed. It's Gary and Teresa's wedding. I was like, oh, my God, they're getting married right now, and it's live, and it's crazy.
Don't you ever just sit back and think, because at least I do, that you are like so similar to Raven Gates? Do you think about that a lot?
In like just like our life trajectory?
Like, you both married guys from Dallas. She lives in Dallas. You have two children, literally both children born like the same week.
Yeah, like her kids are the exact same distance apart as mine. And they're 1 month ahead of us, though.
No, you guys just remind me a lot of each other.
No, I relate to her content a lot. That's why I'm always watching with sound on.
Yeah.
So then I knew what she was up to. And that's how I learned about all of this. And also
about Gary.
A lot of the Bachelor couples and Bachelor favorites were in attendance. Like, and it was crazy to see like who are the longstanding Bachelor couples. So it was like Raven and Adam, Jade and Tanner, Ashley and Jared, Caitlin.
Dean and Caitlin.
Yeah. And then I saw Caitlin Bristow and Tayshia were there. But like, there's drama, right?
Okay. I don't know if there's drama like between Caitlin and Tayshia. I know there's drama between Caitlin and her Instagram followers, but I don't know if like Tayshia is mad. Basically, for anybody who like doesn't know.
I didn't know. I only know what you and Margo briefly told me when I asked.
Caitlin Bristow had a New Year's Eve party at her house. A lot of Bachelor people were there, including Zach Clark, who won Tayshia's season, was engaged to Tayshia. But obviously they're no longer together.
After running a marathon, they couldn't make it.
Relatable. Then a lot of people like saw footage because it was like a lot of reality stars and just people posting content from this party. People saw just like a couple instances where I think maybe Zach's arm was around Caitlin. Like no smoking gun. Could have just been very friendly types of, you know, behaviors. And, you know, Bachelor Nation went after Caitlin for that. For one, dating someone that Tayshia used to date. Two, I guess like dating someone in recovery. You know, that's like his full-time job. He runs recovery centers. He's really involved in like the sober community. And Caitlin, you know, she has a brand of wine. And like wine is a big part of like her, wine culture is a big part of her brand. So people were like, that's inappropriate. And they just like came for her for literally everything.
Is there any
and
proof
she just
that they're,
went off.
Is there any proof that they're dating?
No, like we don't even know if this is confirmed.
Okay. Because, like, if they're dating...
And that's what Caitlin was saying. She was like, you guys know nothing.
Right. So, I mean, if they're not dating, this is a moot point. But, like, even if they are dating and she is a wino and he's a sober person, like, why are you guys acting like he doesn't have agency over, like, his life and who he chooses to date? And that, like...
Yeah, I have to imagine she wouldn't have responded if they're not dating. Do you know what I mean?
So you think
like, they're not dating, so...
So you think they are dating?
I do, and I also feel like Tayshia doesn't care.
Yeah.
Like, I honestly, like, I think Tayshia liked him, but I think she, like, stayed engaged to him for as long as it was, like, appropriate after the show. She was single for a little bit, and now she's been in a relationship for a long time with Luke from Summer House. Like,
oh, they're in a real relationship?
Oh, yeah. I don't know if this is bad, but, like, I just saw them at the Jets game.
Cute.
Yeah, like, they're fully together. They're always spotted together.
Yeah, I did see a couple pictures, but I didn't realize, like, it was, you know, I didn't realize how many times I've seen a couple pictures over how long, yeah, they're together.
Yeah, no, and Tayshia, I feel like I know her kind of, and I think she's like a real like girl's girl. Like I think she would be really happy if these two like were in love. Like honestly, because she's so happy in her life right now,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
I don't think she would be mad. She doesn't seem like that type of girl.
Got it. Okay. Well, I just like saw that they weren't together, but I didn't see them like together though. I just saw on Raven's Instagram, she was with Tayshia and then she was with Caitlyn.
Yeah, yeah. So they were both at the wedding. Honestly, I don't think there's any beef, but I have no information. Like, I'm just guessing.
I have no information, but if Caitlyn and Zach are together, I could see that.
I don't know if I could see it. Like, I was shocked by the pairing of those two, you know?
I know what you say. I understand these words, but I don't necessarily agree.
Back to your point, I agree with you that it's really interesting to see who like ABC and the Bachelor franchise like keep in the fold and who they consider to be like their stars. And the, obviously, if you're a couple and you're still together, like you should get invited, of course. But it definitely is interesting to see who, you know, was Jade Roper-Tolbert there?
Yes, of course.
Of course. She's like she's a star of the franchise.
Yeah. Was like Nick Vile there? I feel like they love having him around and like Ben Higgins.
Ben Higgins was there. I saw. I don't know if Nick Vile was. He definitely was.
He definitely was. He lives in town.
He lives in town. He literally is like the go-to reality TV podcast, right? Like these days, right?
Right.
Like anytime any sort of reality show blows up, like whether it be Netflix, like they go on his show. But he didn't post anything. He has no stories up. I don't think so.
I want to see like a roundup. Bachelor stars. That's like, you know, Us Weekly lives for this sort of article.
Right. We were at the Gary wedding.
And it is Gary.
I can't go down this road again. Well, I really can't.
On her story, Raven said Gary. Okay. See every.
I don't think that makes it a confirmation. I don't.
See, maybe she just listens to the toast. See every Bachelor Nation star who made Gary Wedding's wedding list.
Gary Weddings?
Okay. I don't know these people. Michelle Young and Jack Lewis. I don't know if. This is obviously her boyfriend. I don't know if he's a Bachelor person, but Michelle and her man.
Michelle.
Okay, these two people, I don't know if they were ever on The Bachelor. They might be, like, new. Tayshia, Caitlyn. Oh, Dean dyed his hair.
Dean looked hot. He was wearing this hat. Like, he looked hot.
Zach Shallcross and Katie Bigger. He was The Bachelor. Is this his chosen woman?
The most recent Zach. Yeah, wow. Yeah. Irrelevant.
They look in love in this picture. Oh, Trista and Ryan and their kids.
Yes. Yes, their kids are, like, grown.
Grown. Ben Higgins, Ashley I, Patty James, Matt James's mom. Did she go
on? Oh, she was a contestant.
She was a contestant. Love
that. That's cute.
Oh, Kenny from Seasons Past. He was the boy band manager.
Yeah.
Because he was in a high-profile couple for a while. I don't know if they're still together, but when he went on Paradise, that girl, I forget her name, but they were together. Oh, here she is, Marie. I guess they're still together.
I find it shocking that like Matt and Tyler weren't there. I feel like they're like the biggest stars of Bachelor Nation right now.
It's crazy if Matt wasn't there and his mom was. Mom. And he's still with Rachel from his season. Right, they should be there.
Do you think that Bachelor Nation like considers, I mean like the powers that be at the Bachelor production, do you think they consider Matt and Rachel like a couple that's like in the green or like with the Bachelor?
I don't know. After
with the powers that be, like you're either like a sanctioned or you're not. Like you get invited to stuff and you get opportunities, Dancing with the Stars, or like you're like in the red zone and like nobody wants to talk to you. And I feel like there was all that drama with Matt and Rachel, but they are literally like so in love.
I mean, the fact that his mom is like on the show, it probably means they have good feelings towards one another. But after they took that bus and ran over them.
Right.
I don't know if on both ends, if they're willing to.
I had another
thought. Accept. But I think if Matt's mom is on the show, like it's obviously fine.
I had another thought. Isn't it kind of crazy? Like, because Matt and Rachel like won The Bachelor, but they're not engaged.
It's crazy by Bachelor standards, but like not for their age and.
No. And just because of The Bachelor.
Yeah. Like technically they've been dating for 3 years.
So normal.
They're like such a cute couple.
Agreed.
Other names.
Well, congrats, Gary.
Congrats, grads.
And Terry and Gary.
Terry and Gary. Cute. I still want to watch Golden Bachelor. I'm so glad they got married. Like, to me, the proof is in the pudding. These were two people who were, like, serious. As much as you want to slander Gary and drag his name around town, like, he wanted to find love and get married and have his next chapter. And that's what he did. He's a man of his word. So, like, I hope you're eating your words. I hope everyone is eating their words.
I'm also just relieved that, like, the attempt to take Gary down didn't work.
No, it couldn't work.
Yeah, no, like, sometimes these, like, insane social media campaigns, like, actually make waves. And I'm so glad this one did not.
Yeah. Are you ready for our next story?
Yeah.
Kelly Clarkson jokes that her stylists only want to put her in tight shit after her weight loss. So Kelly Clarkson is a skinny legend after joking about her weight loss at a Las Vegas residency performance of her show, Chemistry. In a fan-recorded video shared on TikTok, she interacted with lucky fans before taking a shot with someone celebrating their birthday.
Kelly Clarkson takes shots.
I know. She's so versatile.
No, I think that's crazy.
She couldn't really move around in her jumpsuit. She said, oh boy, I really can't bend in these. Dude, this is tight. Like, I lost weight and my styling team is like, let's get you into this tight shit. Still, she successfully grabbed and downed the shot to the delight of her cheering fans, one of whom called her a skinny legend.
Okay. Like, Kelly Clarkson has lost weight. Do I care? No. For me, like, the major story here is Kelly Clarkson is finally wearing normal clothes. And that was just something, like, we all kind of, like, didn't talk about. Like, for a really long time, especially when she was promoting Chemistry, like, she was dressing like a grandmother, you know, at Woodstock. I don't know what the vibe was. It was so weird. And it was just, like, kind of like this crazy, quirky thing about Kelly. And it's clear that in the new year, not even in the new year, because it happened, like, towards the end of the year, she got a new stylist who just started dressing her in, like, it's not even gorgeous things. It's, like, things you could buy at the mall. But, like, it's good. It's better. And I'm grateful.
Yeah, I'm looking at some of these photos, and I even think in this new, I don't know which are the old and which are the new. And, yeah, I guess, like, Kelly Clarkson, we could go on the record, like, Kelly Clarkson doesn't have the best style.
But no. And for a while, she had bad style.
But, like, do you think that's part of her brand of being, like, relatable? Like, if she was, like, this glamour puss style queen, maybe yes, she wouldn't touch the hearts of all of us like she has.
Okay, so I'm so glad you brought that up. Because, yes, she cannot be a glamazon. Like, it's just, it's the antithesis of everything that she does. She's like America's queen. She's so relatable. You know, what they say, you know, feed the masses, dine with the classes. Like, that's Kelly. However, in her new styling era, like I just said, it's not gorgeous glamazon. It's good. It's stuff you buy at the mall. It's acceptable. It's passable. By no means is it giving runway. Like, Kelly Clarkson is not going to the Met Gala. And that's why we love her.
And if she ever were to go to the Met Gala, which I actually feel like she will, because she lives in New York now and she's...
Yeah, actually, she should go
to the Met Gala. It doesn't get more A-list than Kelly Clarkson.
It's so true. And it doesn't get more, but like, everything Kelly stands for is the antithesis of the Met Gala. Met Gala is like exclusivity. It's like not fun. It's so serious. Kelly is free. She's open to everyone. Like, everyone can watch the Kelly Clarkson show. Like, she's for everyone. She's really the opposite. She shouldn't go.
No, I would hope that if she got an invitation, she would know it would be in the best interest of her brand to not go.
But like, how do you say no to the Met Gala? Like, you can't.
I think she could. If anyone could, it's Kelly.
Yeah.
Or just find, like, a way to make it, like, Kellify it. You know, take us with her. Like, make it relatable.
Yeah, no, she needs to, like, go with, like, every now and then there's, like, a crazy brand that buys a table at the Met Gala. Like, remember when Instagram bought one? Like,
yeah.
We need Kohl's. Or, no, we need Wayfair, because that's Kelly. We need Wayfair to buy a table at the Met Gala, and then Kelly can go.
Yeah, and, like, she'll, like, you know, take her shoes off. On the, like, something just, yeah, like... relatable.
Jennifer Lawrence-y.
Yeah.
Jennifer Lawrence been on the Kelly Clarkson show? Hmm. I feel like when she was promoting No Hard Feelings, maybe.
Yeah, maybe. For as much as I love Kelly, I don't watch the show that often. I guess I don't really watch any shows, let alone at like 4 o'clock.
No, for as much as we love Kelly, I've never watched the show, but I've never scrolled past one of the clips,
yeah,
online ever. Like, I watch every single clip.
No, and like, when I ever am somewhere like at the nail salon and it's playing, like, I always enjoy it. Jolly good time. Yeah. And I'm always thinking, wow, this Kelly, is there anything she can't do?
There isn't anything she can't do. There's nothing she can't do.
It's double negative.
Yeah, I love double negatives. That's like the one thing I learned in like English grammar class that really actually stuck with me.
You know what? You are double negative because you're so negative that you're positive.
Jackie, I need to figure out how to reword that. Like, that's my Housewives tagline. Like, that's so, like, that's me. That's the essence of me.
That's the essence of you. It's like so many negatives that add up to you being positive.
I love
feeling seen and understood on a Friday.
Literally. So all that to say, whoever is styling Kelly Clarkson, like, they're doing a very good job. Like, the jumpsuit that she wore in this video is, like, it looks great on Kelly. It was cool 3 years ago, which is so on brand for Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, I'm going to check out the video quickly.
It's, like, from Revolve, literally from 3 years ago.
I'm not logged into TikTok.
You're going to recognize the jumpsuit. Like,
oh, okay.
It's classic. And that's, it's perfect.
It's perfect, just like the woman herself.
Exactly.
Our next story. Jeremy Allen White strips down to his underwear while eating an apple for a new Calvin Klein campaign. Is this everyone? So people yesterday when I did my box of like what to talk about, they're yes. like, Jeremy Allen White. Is this yeah. why we need to talk about him and his apple?
Yeah, he's the new face of Calvin Klein, which is like always a big deal. You know, the Mark Wahlberg one is like a famous one. Michael B. Jordan. Like, it's always like a really big deal.
True.
And the fact that they chose him was really smart. And the video they put out is just like...
What it's is it? Like, it's seductive? It's like him
running around. No, he's like, he's from Brooklyn, so it's very New York. Honestly, it kind of looks like the trailer for Real Housewives of New York. I literally feel like they were on the same roof. Like,
oh, he's just sitting here talking.
I feel like it's just a classic roof that, like, lends itself to studio and production companies. I swear to God, it's the same roof. And he's holding an apple because it's like the big apple. He literally looks like a Real Housewife of New York.
Maybe he is. Maybe it's an announcement.
And he's just like working out and like in this little pair of white undies, and they're really white and it's like tiny. And, you know, it's provocative and it's making waves. And I'm sure the collection did really well when it launched yesterday. And it's just kind of like everything's coming up Jeremy Allen White these days. Do you feel that way?
I do feel that way. And I feel a little left behind, but I'm also like leaving myself behind. I don't want to go and watch The Bear. And
yeah, if you've never seen him in anything, like, you might not get it. I don't like, get really it. He's really not. He has an amazing body, but like, he's a short king and he's not like traditionally like the most handsome. Like, I don't think like he's got that like sort of timeless classic handsome face. He's really very unique looking, and he always plays like very sexy roles. Like in Shameless, he was like this bad boy and he like fucks his college professor. Like, you have to watch him to really get him. So if you haven't watched him, I understand why you feel left behind.
Yeah, but I'm okay being behind. Like, I don't have to be, not everyone is for everything and every trend is for everyone. So that's fine. I'm happy for the Jeremy Allen White stands. And I like, and this is a nice looking campaign. I can appreciate the human form.
Yeah, he's really, really handsome. He's also dating Rosalia.
Cute. Kylie's friend.
Kylie's friend, Rosalia, yeah.
And I could see them all double dating because I could see him friendly with Timothy.
No. Okay, Timothy, Kylie, Bad Bunny, Kendall, Rosalia, and Jeremy Allen White. Like, that's a crew.
Unstoppable. The sexy six.
The six chicks. Obsessed.
I hope they have a nice time, even though people are saying Bad Bunny and Kendall like broke up and now they're back together.
Yeah, but then I heard they reconciled. Like, I actually like them as a couple. I want them to work out.
When I saw the headline that they broke up, I had a feeling of sadness.
Yeah. Also, Kendall's a long-term girl. Like, she makes things work. She's really not like a fling flung, you know?
No, but I feel like she's always in a long-term relationship that like breaks up once or twice.
Yeah. And then breaks so up. Yeah, yeah.
But
yeah.
I hope that's not the case here.
I just want to say, like, this was 5 stars to Jeremy Allen White's team for booking this, and 5 stars to Calvin Klein for like choosing Jeremy Allen White. I think it's the perfect partnership, and I love when people actually do good things.
Yeah, I agree. It's a nice night. The pictures are nice looking.
If anybody who works in like location scouting can confirm that this is where they filmed the new Real Housewives of New York, like, it totally is.
Yeah, super cute.
It's the same exact skyline.
Are you ready for our next story, number 4?
Yeah.
How Gypsy Rose Blanchard feels about ex Nicholas Godjohns amid his life in prison sentence.
You know, I do wonder. We talked about this yesterday. Right. Like, what's the vibe? What's going on there?
So the name on everyone's lips this holiday season is Gypsy Rose Blanchard. And she is doing the most. So she did an interview with Good Morning America. And she was asked about Nicholas. She said, I'm sure that we both have a lot of regrets. All I can really say is that I did my time. He's doing his time for his part, and I wish him well on his journey. Damn, she hit him with the wish you well.
Yeah, no, it's giving good day, sir.
Yeah, no, I hope for the best for you. It's like goodbye and good riddance.
Yeah, it doesn't appear as though she'll be keeping in communication with him. And it kind of seems like she's distancing herself from him, which I get, you know, he is a murderer. However, the person he murdered, like, was for her. I don't know how you can just, like, he killed for her and now he's rotting in prison and she's married to someone new. Like, it's a dog-eat-dog world out there. Like, look at Gypsy Rose.
Yeah. We could all learn a lot from Gypsy Rose.
I agree and I stand by that.
Yeah.
I love her.
She's got these men wrapped around her finger.
No, it's so true. Also, when I read this article this morning, I was shocked, beyond shocked, to learn that Gypsy Rose is 32 years old.
What did you think?
I don't know. I thought she was much younger. I guess because, like, you know, they say that people become stunted at the age that they became famous. So for Gypsy Rose, that would have been like 14. I guess I didn't realize how long she was in prison for. I don't know. I would have assumed she was like 22 now. Like she did something in her teens. She went to jail for a little bit, you know?
How long was she in jail? Like 10 years?
I think 8.
Yeah. Well.
And this Gypsy Rose thing is just like, it's like moral relativism. Because like murder is bad, right?
Yeah.
Unless it's like self-defense. And in a way, this like was self-defense.
Yeah, with a bit of revenge.
Right, but it's not like Gypsy did it. This random dude did, Ryan.
Yeah. No, there's a lot of moral questions here that we are asking ourselves. But at the end of the day, as Gypsy said, she did the time for the crime.
And she's not looking back.
She's giving tabula rasa.
Maybe she's been listening to the toast.
She's clean slate. New
Maybe
man.
Maybe that's her resolution.
New man, who dis?
Maybe that's her resolution. Like, leave all toxic energy in the past.
Yeah, she deserves a tabula rasa.
She does. I mean, she did hard time. Hmm? She did hard time.
Yeah.
It's like my worst nightmare.
Well, just stay out of trouble, Turdy Lou.
By the way, I absolutely plan to. Like, I don't plan on committing any crimes ever. However, like, I am afraid, like, not that I'm going to be framed or anything, but, like, you just, like, your life changes in a flash. Like, even if it's self-defense. Like, let's say somebody breaks into my home and I grab a knife. I still could end up in prison if I killed them.
Well, depends what state you live in.
1,000%. There's some crazy laws. Oh, I was just having this conversation with someone. Like, if somebody comes into your house, I forget what the law is called. We were talking about, like, some case. I forget.
It's here. Stand your ground law in Florida.
Oh, was I talking to you?
Probably. Who else do you talk to?
Stand your ground. Right, right. So, like, if someone comes into your house, and I don't think they have it in New York, and, like, tries to steal.
Anything. They're on your property. You could stand your ground.
Oh, just what if they're just, like, taking a look at your yard or something? You could just kill them?
Well, then, you know, then it's up for the lawyers to
The law becomes a little suspicious there. But, like, if somebody comes into my property with a weapon.
Stand your ground.
You're done. So that's what I'm saying. Like, I could end up in prison, like, not by my own accord. Like, I don't plan. I'm not a criminal. Like, it's not in my DNA.
What you're
like,
saying
I don't,
is things happen.
Things happen. Like, okay, let's say I'm in a bodega. And somebody comes in and holds up the bodega. Like, I'm not going to stand by and do nothing.
Yeah. Well, where you live, the Good Samaritan, it doesn't work out for you.
No, like, that was that story of that bodega owner who, like, literally somebody came in and, like, tried to kill him and rob his whole store. And he fought back. He was, like, this 90-year-old man. It was, like, this amazing heroic story. The whole thing was caught on video. He fought back and he literally took the knife and, like, saved his life and killed the guy, and he ended up in prison. I was like, so that
there were charges against him. I don't think he even killed the guy. I think he like just stabbed him and defended himself. There were charges against him, and he was like, "Fuck this." He went back to his country.
You know, that's what I'm saying.
That was such an upsetting story. Or that was like the Marine.
That story like really galvanized New York. People were really upset.
Also, the Marine on the subway.
Right, something like that. Like I don't plan on committing any crimes, but I could end up in prison. No, and that's my worst nightmare.
No good deed, Turdy Lou.
Yeah, no, I'm just going to start minding my own business, which is so hard for me.
Yeah. Are you ready for our fifth and final story?
Yeah.
A little Peloton fun.
Obsessed with this story.
Christopher Nolan recalls getting roasted by his Peloton instructor mid-workout. So Christopher Nolan is riding a wave of acclaim thanks to the success of Oppenheimer. the sweeping biopic about the father of the atomic bomb, but you can't please all people all the time. While accepting the award for Best Director from the New York Film Critics Circle on Wednesday night, Nolan related an amusing story of a recent criticism he received in an unexpected arena. He said, "I was on my Peloton doing a high interval workout. I'm dying. The instructor started talking about one of my films and said, 'Has anyone else seen this? Because that's a couple hours of my life I'll never get back again.'" So, of course, people went to investigate which instructor, which film, and it's most likely Jen Sherman, who said in a Peloton clip, "This song is from a soundtrack of a movie called Tenet. Anybody see this shit? Did anybody see this besides me? Because I need a manual. Someone's got to explain this. Yeah, I'm not kidding. What the fuck was going on in that movie? Do you understand? Seriously, you need to be a neuroscientist to understand. And that's 2.5 hours of my life that I want back."
Lols. So I'm obsessed with this story for two reasons. One, because I recently started following Jen Sherman because I found out she's an enormous toaster.
Yes.
So her and I talk all the time. And second, because when Cody Rigsby was on The Toast, I asked him, I was like, "When you're doing your classes, do you ever think about like how many Pelotons there are and how many people have Pelotons in their home and how many of those people like might be famous or like, you know, someone important? Like, does that ever cross your mind? Because it would be all I think about. Like, Peloton is like a very upper echelon type of thing. It's a $2,000 bike. Like, not anyone could just buy it. So you're definitely like in this sort of elite class." And I said, I'm like, "Do you think about what celebrity could be listening to your class right now?" He's like, "Honestly, no, I've never thought of it." And I was shocked because like, that's for me what I would think about.
I never thought of it for them either. Like when I used to watch, like they're always talking about celebrities because they're always talking about music, right? Like talking about Kelly Clarkson. It's like, it never occurred to me, does Kelly do a Cody Rigsby ride to get down to her own music?
By the way, I just saw that Peloton released like a whole new Kelly Clarkson series.
Got to get on my bike.
Like her catalog has been added.
Oh my God. I have to get back on my Peloton. I haven't been on it in so long, but like I'm cleared. I could.
I have done a Peloton like a few times now because there's one in my gym in my building. It's like a communal one and I made an account, $40 a month. My God. Loving it.
Maybe I'll Peloton today.
If you find a good Kelly Clarkson class, please share with the class.
I'm such a good class curator. That's really my special skill. Oh, that's
the worst. Like, sitting on that fucking bike with that thing up your ass looking for a class. That's why I keep doing the same class over and over.
You have to do it on the app on your phone before you get on the bike. You need to, like, get hyped about classes. Just the
I just want to say, shout out to Allie Love. I really like her. She's just got this beautiful smile.
Who?
Allie Love. Do you know her?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. And she does some country rides.
Well, I was looking for a Taylor Swift class and she had a 1989 one. So I just like went with it. And I've literally only done that class because every time I get on the bike, I'm like, I'm not looking for another class. The one time I chose like another class with a different instructor was like a country. I just like hated it. Like it just wasn't, it's so personal.
Yeah. You know what I also like to do is treadmill classes. You could do it on a regular treadmill.
Mm.
And like it's like gives you like running, walking intervals. And
I kind of like that.
Olivia Amato is the girly swirly for that.
Just the thing with music is like it's so personal.
But
like,
we have the same, you can trust me.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, I've actually been thinking, because like weirdly a lot of Peloton instructors follow me on social media. Like I will put together, especially when it comes to Taylor Swift, because her music was just added. And honestly, they could do better with the selections. Like I really feel that way. And I know you need like fast songs, slow songs. Like I know you need it all. Like I need to work with someone to create a Taylor Swift class. Like it's what? I only do 30 minute classes. It's 7 songs. Like not even 6. Let me help you. Help me help you.
Or, I mean, the Peloton community and the toaster community, like the Venn diagrams, it's really just a circle.
Jackie, so I added hashtag Pelotoaster to my account.
It's popping.
My username I made like a really long time ago. I think during COVID, you like convinced me to do some like 5-minute floor workouts. And so I just like made an account. My account username is Theo's mom.
I'll take that. I made you the account and I made that your name.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, and it's Theo's mom.
Yeah, it's Theo's mom. I can't bring myself to
change it. Well, you're still Theo's mom.
Yeah. But I put hashtag Pelotoasters and I also put hashtag I stand with Israel in my.
No, it's so crazy how everyone like gets so political on there.
Oh, yeah. No, then I was looking because I was just going to do Pelotoasters, but I'm like, let me see. And like the most popular ones are like moms who Peloton, teacher toners or whatever, like, but then I was getting in, there's like political like literally like Republican Democrat,
yeah,
Peloton, yeah, like, yeah, it's crazy, yeah. So I just put hashtag Pelotoaster and hashtag I stand with Israel. But with the Taylor Swift class, like, there's always a toaster in it, so when somebody high fives you who also has hashtag Pelotoaster, like, there's nothing like that makes you feel better.
No, it's like when you're in the class, you gotta look, you go to your hashtag, and you should, like, sometimes I'll just run down and like high five all the Pelotoasters.
So do you do a class like that's happening live, or like you do pre-recorded ones? Is that a dumb question?
I typically would do pre-recorded. When I was really into like Peloton, yeah, then I would like get hype for the new class, but mostly pre-recorded because I'm on my own timetable.
Yeah.
But try
it. I like the idea of doing like a Peloton walk run.
Try it. It's really great. And it's a good workout.
No, I love that. I think I'll do that today.
Love that for you. Anyway, so Christopher Nolan was watching Peloton. Oh, right. That's like so crazy. And she started talking trash about his film.
But it's not crazy.
No, like, it's not.
Peloton is so popular. It's very expensive. So you really like target like an upper class vibe. And so like a world renowned director having a bike, like it tracks.
Yeah.
And it's just so unfortunate for Jen Sherman. She made a video responding. She was like this shit only happens to me. Like it was honestly, her response was so funny, but she was like, honestly, I stand by what I said. Like I did not understand one fucking minute of that movie. Like the entire thing went over my head. I'm sure it was really good. Like if you got it, but I didn't get it.
Yeah. No regrets.
No regrets.
She said what she said.
She said what she said.
But that's just funny to think about. You know, that happens all the time with the toast. Like we'll talk about the most random person. And like, I never even crosses my mind that they might
Philip
hear
Phillips.
Philip Phillips. And like, I just, I could die.
No, we will talk about like the most random people on the toast without even thinking like that they will hear back. And 9 times out of 10, like they send us a message. And like Jackie and I just screenshot and send it to each other and we just die. Like we just die.
My cheeks just clench. And I
can't even read it.
Want to go like, in a hole. Like, I don't, even if I'm saying something nice about someone, like, I don't want them to hear it. Like, that's weird to me.
No, I completely agree.
So, I stand with Jen Sherman.
Those were the Fast Five stories. But before we wrap up for the week and for the day, let's do our first ever Weenie of the Week, our weekly segment where Jackie and I both nominate someone to be the Weenie of the Week. Now, being a Weenie of the Week means you did something weenie-ish, you're giving loser-ish energy, or you're just like, it's not the vibe, you know? So, Jax, without further ado, who is your Weenie of the Week?
My Weenie of the Week is still Claudine Gay. Nothing in this episode gave me a bigger weenie than her. The anti-Semite, the plagiarist. Like, she's got to go. It. What's so crazy is, so she was fired. She was the dean of, or president of Harvard. And she was forced to resign after, not even the anti-Semitism, which we all saw, but like numerous instances of plagiarism. When it's like, when you're in college, if you plagiarize anything, you're done. It's like
the biggest crime.
You're done. So like, how are you going to have the head of the institution who's a plagiarist? It's the biggest, yeah. There's really nothing worse you could do on a college campus, like in academia, than plagiarize.
Yeah, because you could do something worse on the college campus.
In the academic sphere.
You know, in a literary sense.
In the coursework than plagiarize. So
that's a good one.
But still, that was like barely enough and she resigned. But then it turns out she's resigned as president, but she's still going to be like working as a poli-sci professor, getting the same salary of almost $1 million a year.
She's going to remain as a faculty member making $900,000 a year.
Unacceptable. She's a bit like a weenie.
She's definitely, I don't even want to nominate someone because she's so weenie-ish, but my Weenie of the Week is different, but my Weenie of the Week, the person who I'm about to nominate, like really personifies the essence and the meaning of the word weenie. And it's Gypsy Rose Blanchard's ex-boyfriend. Like you literally killed for her and she won't even come visit you.
Yeah.
Like that's like you got played.
You got played, but she's the master player.
I know. I guess we're all just weenies in Gypsy's world.
Yeah. And what's the opposite of Weenie of the Week? Queenie of the Week?
Oh, I love.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
Queenie of the Week is Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
I have a feeling she's going to be Queenie of the Year, but stay tuned to find out. The year is young.
Do you think she'll be Time Persons of the Year?
I think she should be.
I agree. All right, well, that's our show. It's so great to be back. Make sure to like, subscribe, comment, you know, all the things. Follow us. Oh, we're almost at 300,000 followers on Instagram. If you love the show, throw us a bone. Just follow us on Instagram. We post great clips. There's really nothing not to like. If you are so inclined, just mute us. I just want to reach 300,000 followers. We're at like 295 or 296. So yeah. The Toast, that's our Instagram.
And I'm Jackie Asher. If you want to follow me, good stuff happening all the time.
If you want to like steal your boyfriend's phone, like seriously, I mean it about what I said. I really want to reach 300,000 followers by Monday.
Your boyfriend, fiance, or husband's phone, follow the Toast, and then mute it so they'll never know that you did that.
Yeah. I love that. Mute. Make sure you mute stories and posts.
But will that harm our engagement if Instagram's like, oh, none of their followers want to see their content? Maybe nobody does.
No, that's an interesting point. We might get flagged.
Not flagged, but Instagram will be like, oh, maybe we should mute them for everyone.
No, that's a good point.
Okay, so don't mute. Just follow.
Thanks so much for listening to the Toast of the Millennium Morning Show, where we deliver the fastest stories that you need to know every Monday through Friday on YouTube. So if you're watching this on YouTube, please feel free to subscribe and give us video thumbs up. We're also available as a podcast and where podcasts can be found. So it's Spotify, Stitcher, Public Radio, Riot, Radio, Castbox, all the places where we listen to podcasts. Find us the Toast of the Fast Story. We've been a beautiful, sending and wickedly talented we are. Have an amazing weekend. We're back on Monday. Love ya. Bye.
Love ya. Bye.